King David's third son, Absalom, returned to Jerusalem after 3 years of exile and was reconciled with his father. From then on, he spent his time seeking to please the people to win their support for an uprising he was secretly planning. These preparations lasted 4 years. Then he asked his father for permission to go to Hebron to worship the Lord, to fulfill the vow he said he had made while in exile. David replied, "Go in peace." So he went with 200 men he had invited as his guests, but who knew nothing about the plot. He sent for Ahithophel, David's counselor, who came to him at Hebron. He dispatched secret messengers throughout the tribes of Israel to say to the people, "As soon as you hear the sound of trumpets, then shout, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'" And so the conspiracy gained strength, and Absalom's followers increased in number. Many Israelites gave their support to the young prince. One day, a messenger came to tell David that there was an uprising and that the people had rallied round Absalom. Taken by surprise, the king was unprepared for civil war. He was not able to evaluate the extent of the insurrection nor the size of Absalom's army, so he decided to gain time by leaving Jerusalem. "Come, we must flee," he said to his officials, "or none of us will escape from Absalom. We must leave quickly, or he will put the city to the sword." David set out with his entire household, but he left 10 concubines to take care of the palace. The 600 Gittites who had accompanied him from Gath marched in front, and David's personal guard as well as all his servants went with him. The Levites also left Jerusalem, taking the Ark of God with them. The Gittites were Philistines who were loyal to David. As they were not Israelites, the king said to Ittai, their commander, "Go back to King Absalom. You are foreigners, exiled from your homeland. Why should you go with me, as I do not know where I am going? May kindness and faithfulness be with you." But Ittai replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, wherever my lord the king may be, whether it means life or death, there will your servant be." Then David said to him, "Go ahead. March on." So all the Gittites, with their families, marched in front. The king crossed the Kidron Valley and moved on towards the desert. Everyone they passed was weeping aloud. Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, accompanied the ark that was carried by the Levites. When everyone had left the city, David said to Zadok, "Take the Ark of God back to Jerusalem. If I find favor in the Lord's eyes, I will return, and he will let me see the ark and his dwelling place again. Go back with Abiathar, and take your son Ahimeaz and Jonathan, son of Abiathar, with you. I will wait at the fords in the desert until you send word to inform me." So the two priests and their sons took the ark back to Jerusalem and stayed there. David continued up the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went. His head was covered, and he was barefoot, and all who went with him covered their heads and wept as they went. David was told that Ahithophel, his wise and trusted adviser, was among the conspirators. This was a great blow for the king, as Ahithophel was the most esteemed and capable of all his counsellors. "O Lord," David prayed, "turn Ahithophel's advice into foolishness." When David reached the summit of the Mount of Olives, another counsellor, Hushai the Archite, was there to meet him. His robe was torn and dust was on his head. Seeing that Hushai had remained loyal, David said to him, "Go back to the city and say to Absalom, 'I will be your servant, O king, as I was your father's servant in the past. If you do that, you can help me by frustrating Ahithophel's advice. Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, will be there with you. Tell them anything you hear in the king's palace. Their two sons, Ahimeas and Jonathan, are with them. Send them to me with anything you hear." So Hushai went back to Jerusalem. A little further on, David met Ziba, the steward of Mephibosheth, waiting for him. He had some donkeys that were saddled and loaded with provisions and a skin of wine. "Why have you brought these?" the king asked. The steward replied, "These are for the king's household, and for the men who are with you." "Where is your master Mephibosheth?" David inquired. He is staying in Jerusalem because he thinks that the kingdom of his father Saul will now be given to him. But Ziba was lying. David said, "All that belonged to Mephibosheth is now yours." The man bowed low, saying, "May I find favor in your eyes, my lord the king." Next episode, the advice of Hushai and Ahithophel.